Hello, DPS community. Welcome to the Educa DPS podcast, where we inform families and connect communities. My name is Javier Ibarra, Senior Manager of Media and Public Relations, and your host for the Educa podcast in English. Our guests today are Mateo Vela, Student Voice and Leadership Specialist, and for the first time, maybe second time in our show, we have a student, Cecina Berhana Mescal, Northfield High School student, and a junior. Welcome to the Educa DPS podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Yeah, just happy to be here.
Awesome. Cecina, how are you?
Doing great as well. Had good sleep, so I'm excited to be here.
That's good sleep is always good, right? And on the day that we're recording. I want to ask both of you if you can both tag team this question for me. Can you briefly share why student voice and leadership is important to you?
Totally. Cecina, do you want to kick us off as a student for today?
Sure. Student voice and leadership is important to me just because I think it allows kids to kind of utilize their voice in a good way. Because mm-hmm. I think everyone has a voice. It just, they may not know how to use it. And I think SVL is a great way for kids to learn kind of how to hone in on their skills and their mm-hmm. leadership and the best ways to put that to use. So I think that's why it's really important to me.
And what about you, Mateo?
For myself, kind of looking back on like my background, right? I think that for myself, why student voice and leadership is really important is because I was very fortunate, growing up and going to high school to actually have opportunities from student voice and leadership here at Denver Public Schools. Mm-hmm. So I am a DPS alumni and I actually am an alumni of the student voice and leadership program here at DPS. So for myself, even getting to serve in this role and see students like Cecina and other students that we have on our programs come into themselves mm-hmm. and really learn how to advocate for themselves within their schools is really why I believe that this program is important.
Where did you graduate from high school?
I graduated from a school called Strive Prep Smart. I believe they've changed the name at this point to Rocky Mountain Prep. I grew up in Southwest Denver.
Awesome. Well, it's always good to have DPS alum on the show and a DPS student. I can't tell you how excited I am to be interviewing a student today. For our audience, I want to give you a little bit about the topic that we're going to dive in today. Student Voice and Leadership here at Denver Public Schools offers programming, resources, and learning opportunities and partnerships that prepare our students to engage in advocacy, in decision-making, and civil engagement. Part of the adult experience is to support the students learning through meaningful youth-adult partnerships and team schools to develop the infrastructure that can facilitate student-led decision-making. Now, my first question, I want to start off with Cecina. Can you share a story of impact that the student voice and leadership has had on you from a student perspective?
As far as the student perspective goes, I feel like I grew up in a household where it was very important that you advocate for what's right and mm-hmm. you use your voice. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of in the footsteps of my older siblings where they were very outspoken and stuff like that. And I kind of had to find my way in that. And I feel like through SVL, I was able to, find the best way that using my voice would work for me. Mm-hmm. And just being able to see that impact as we go back to school, our SVL team holds a lot of weight there and they see the change that we make and the work that we do. And I feel like it just has a really good impact. And I feel like it's been beneficial to both me and the environment that I hope to better. So,
can you give us a little bit about your background, right? You mentioned your siblings. Tell me about them real quick. What are they? Are you the youngest? Are you the oldest? Paint the picture for us here in the audience.
Yeah, so I'm more towards the younger side. There's only two younger than me, and then there's five older than me. But
you're one of seven?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have a big family.
Yeah. I'm my dad's third youngest, and then my mom's oldest.
But you're the favorite.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, my dad, his name's Brother Jeff, so he does a lot of stuff in the community. And
we know Brother Jeff. Yes.
Yeah. And my mom as well, she owns Whittier Cafe, which is like the social justice coffee shop of Denver. So I just grew up in a household where that was always very important. And as far as like my older siblings, like my sisters went through y'all and SVL and all that stuff. So it was just always very important to like use your voice, essentially.
Knowing more about your background gives me a great opportunity to ask some follow-up questions throughout the show. My next question for you is, what social issues are you working on and addressing through your work? What is impacting students today, specifically at Northfield?
Yeah, well, specifically at Northfield, with 5280 coming up, we're focusing on creating like a comprehensive mental health plan for our students. We realize that at Northfield, we don't have a lot to complain about, but something that students are really struggling with nowadays is mental health. And so we're trying to figure out the best way to combat that and make it a really good environment for all students.
I would never claim to be an expert on anything and any one topic, but we've had our mental health providers here on the show, and based on what they're telling me, you're saying is correct, right? It's saying that the students are looking for healthier outlets to express themselves. They're looking for an overall mental health, right? They talked about how we work out our bodies in order to be healthier, but very rarely do we work out our minds. And so I think that that's very important for the student experience at DPS today. My next question for you is, what is change necessary from your perspective?
I think change is necessary because people can only complain about things so much, but if you're not willing to put in the work, then nothing ever is going to get better and nothing ever is going to change. And change is also necessary because nobody stays the same throughout their life, and you're going to need different things at different times. And in order to have the things available that you need to, you're going to need to make change. And so whether you're making personal change or like systematic change, you're just always going to need that change in your life.
I'm glad you said that. I think it's important for folks to know, when I was your age, I had joined a nonprofit as a volunteer, and we talked about student civil rights. We talked about the school to jail track. And what I learned through my work with the nonprofit was that change is slow. And so you have to be able to have that patience in order to see it through. And I think a lot of folks, we might not see the change right away, but that doesn't mean it's not changing, right? And so I think you're gonna agree that for students, for the student experience, it's important to have that perspective that a little bit of change is coming, and it adds up, it builds up, it snowballs.
Yeah.
My final question for you, very important. Why should your peers join Student Voice and Leadership?
I think my peers should join Student Voice and Leadership because it's just a really great opportunity. From SVL, you just get a lot of opportunities to network and meet people, and you're able to build a really strong support base. And also just throughout the district, you get to connect with people from schools that you may have never spoken to before. It also just allows you to find the best way that you can be an advocate and the best way that you can voice your opinions and advocate for things, because not everyone is gonna advocate the same way. And so I think it's really important that people do utilize Student Voice and Leadership, because it's here for all of us. And I just think it's a really great resource.
Knowing that you're a junior, how is this helping you with your future goals?
Well, I want to go into law. Okay. So I just feel like being able to, at a young age, look at social justice issues just in my community and across the city, it really allows me to just think about where I want to go on my law track and see what is really what I'm passionate about and what's important to me. And it also just, again, a great opportunity to network and meet people and use these people that I meet as a resource along the way if I ever need help with anything.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Mateo, I want to start asking you some questions. You've been, I know, very excited to answer these. I want to get into this. Yeah, so my first question for you is, what is student voice and leadership from the educator perspective?
Yeah, totally. So student voice and leadership from the educator perspective, I would really describe it as a learning community. So for our students and for our educators, it really provides different opportunities, not only for professional learning and development, but also, you know, through our program offerings, for students to really step into their voice. You know, as Hasina was just talking about, you know, we really care about just finding, you know, for each student, how exactly do you want to use your voice to advocate for your community, right? So we really walk our students through a curriculum that's really based in action civics. So essentially they identify a problem that's in their community. They then go through the process of researching that issue. And then at the end, they develop policy solutions for that issue, right? And there's a lot of different tools that we sort of use to engage students in that process, right? So one of those big tools is youth-adult partnership. So sometimes that, you know, means that ourselves as adult partners, as educators within our programs, we have to kind of take a step back and kind of realize, like, oh, how do we want to, like, make space for the student experience and mm-hmm. really allow our programs to be student-centered, right, so that they are safe places for our students to learn. Mm-hmm. But yeah, really, in a nutshell, that's really how I would describe student voice and leadership is as a community.
You touched on a lot of things in that response, but it's safe to say that the students lead the direction of where they want to go. It's never adult-led, right? The adults aren't saying, hey, you should look at this civil engagement, or you should look at civic engagement, you should look mm-hmm. at, you know, this topic. It's always student-led, right?
Yeah, totally. I think within student voice and leadership, you know, we really try to take our direction from students. And of course, as like educators, we do sometimes provide guidance, right? Because our young people sometimes need some of that guidance in terms of, you know, what is it actually like to navigate DPS, to navigate politics and things like that, right? These are like very complex issues that we're all tackling. But I think central to our approach is that we're always in deep respect of student voice and leadership, right? And like really trying to be student-centered in the way that we approach our students.
It sounds like there's a lot of learning opportunities when you join SVL, because I can see a student going in maybe a little bit reserved or a little bit quiet, right? I assume that some of your peers, Hasina, start off that way, but towards the end of the programming, they kind of come out of their shell, if you will. Mm-hmm. Which leads me to my next question is, what kind of programming does SVL offer to our students?
Yeah, totally. So as SVL, we currently offer three programs for students, the first of which is called the Student Board of Education. Mm-hmm. So that's our largest program. On any given year, we are within like 20 to 25 high schools. But essentially in that program, you know, we partner with teachers at those high schools and they lead students in their classes through a curriculum that we provide, which is an action civics curriculum. So they go through that process that I was mentioning earlier around researching an issue in their communities and then developing policy solutions to those issues. Mm-hmm. So that's our largest program. In addition to the classes that students take within the Student Board of Education, they also participate in monthly meetings with myself. And that's really just an opportunity for them to dig a little bit deeper into some of the curriculum that they're getting, but also to make those connections across the district with other students that are also passionate about social issues in their communities. Mm-hmm. So there's that first one. The other two are the Young African American Latinx Leaders Program, mm-hmm. Which Hasina is also a part of as well. But yeah, that program in particular is for our students of color here in DPS, right? So we know that there is a direct need that students of color have to have their own space, and also to, you know, address racial equity issues within the district. So y'all is specifically focused on addressing the school to prison pipeline. So that's the issue that we really research in depth in that group, and propose policy solutions for that. And then our final and latest program offering is the Superintendent Student Cabinet. Mm-hmm. So that really is just an avenue for students across our district who are invited to partake in that, to really get the ear of the superintendent directly, right? So they actually get to directly meet with the superintendent and discuss their issues and have that platform.
What an opportunity for our DPS students. I think back to when I was a student at DPS, I'm not sure if this was an opportunity for us to take advantage of where our voice is heard. In fact, mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of folks when I was growing up really understood the impact of their voice. And so if the students are watching the show, what I really want them to get out of it is to make sure that they take advantage of the opportunities that they have, right? Just because you deserve the world or deserve an opportunity doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to get it. Sometimes you have to go out and partake and put the work in to achieve that. I want to ask, what support? We talked about the students, right? But what support mm-hmm. do you have for the adults who want to partake in this program?
Yeah, totally. So in addition to the programs that we offer for students, for the Student Board of Education, which I mentioned earlier, we do partner with high school teachers in order to deliver that curriculum. So if teachers are interested in becoming student voice and leadership teachers or teaching a period of student voice and leadership, then they can also apply for our professional development unit for SVL. So that would give them access to a curriculum that's really walking them through, you know, kind of working through their own critical thinking and thinking about their own teaching styles and how they're supporting our students through becoming critical thinkers themselves. And a couple of benefits, you know, to that professional development unit are not only do they get PDU credit that they can, you know, apply towards their teaching, but they can also get a semesterly stipend. So we do, you know, believe in paying our educators for their work.
Wow, that's amazing. I like that. And I think all of our educators will really get excited and get behind this idea because it's beneficial for everybody, including our students, right? We here at mm-hmm. DPS, we're students first, right? There is a lot of work that we do, and sometimes here at DPS, it's how does it connect to the student experience? How does it connect to the adult experience? But when you bring it back to students first, I think it just flows, right? Mm-hmm. I want to ask, how can people get involved with this, both from a student perspective and an adult perspective? How can people get involved?
Yeah, totally. So if people are interested in getting involved, I mean, I think the easiest way to find us is really through our website. So we are svl@dps. And then we can also be reached through our Instagram and Facebook accounts at svldps online.
Great. And my final question, do you have a final message for us?
I would really just say, you know, if you're an educator, you know, who is listening to this and you haven't already gotten involved with our programming, you know, and this is something that is really speaking to you, I would definitely encourage you to get involved, right? I think that this is an amazing community. Really, we're part of a larger, you know, movement to really center student voice and leadership as it pertains to education. So we would love to work with you and get involved and try to figure out how we can, you know, get your school on board.
I like that. And Cecina, a final message for our audience.
I would just say, always be sure that you're using the voice, your voice in the best way that you can. It's very important to speak up for things, otherwise no change will happen. So I just encourage people to use their voice and make sure you spread the word.
You heard it here. Use your voice and spread the word. This concludes our Educa DPS podcast for today. And I want to thank our guests, Mateo and Cecina, for joining us. We would like to ask our audience to please share this episode of the Educa DPS podcast with relatives, friends, and of course, our DPS community. For this and more DPS multimedia productions, please subscribe to our YouTube channel at Denver Public Schools Plus. We're also on any main podcast platforms. Just search for the Denver Public Schools podcast. It is important for us to give credit to the communications team here at Denver Public Schools, starting with Bill Good, our chief of communications, Scott Pribble, our director of external communications, Selena Nakamura, director of internal communications, Don Pierce, our executive producer and videographer, Beto Gaitan, our multimedia lead, producer and host of the Spanish Educa, Hannah Young in charge of our social media, Georgia Alexander, our bond and mill levy communication specialist. April Spites, our graphic designer. Katie Hamilton, our strategic comms specialist. A special shout out to our DPS educators, students, and parents. A big thank you to Dr. Alex Marrero, proud superintendent of the Denver Public Schools, and for supporting Educa and all other platforms. This has been yours truly, Javier Ibarra, Senior Manager of Media and Public Relations, as well as the Educa host in English. Please remember to tell your children more often, and I need your help, both of your help to say this. Ready? I believe in you, and I know you can do it. Until next time.